We move now to a new topic of this WBT, working with views. This particular section covers creating your own personal views for lists or libraries. As you remember from site visitor training, the options here at the end of the breadcrumb is a drop-down menu of different kinds of views. They are quick ways to temporarily rearrange libraries and lists so you see the contents in a specific way. There are two basic types of views in SharePoint: public view, which can be accessed by all users, including site visitors. These can only be created by site owners. Personal view, which can be accessed only by you, as the creator of the view, and no one else. These can be created by site members as well as site owners. Now that you are a site member, you can create your one or more predefined personal views for a particular library or list, so you can work more efficiently. As a demonstration, I am going to create a view that shows tasks that are in progress only. Shows the assigned to column before the title column. And sorts the items by the percent complete column, the lowest on top. Let's begin. To start, I click the drop-down arrow to open the current view menu. At the bottom, select Create View. A new page with two groups of view options appears. Now you have a choice to make. There are two ways you can create a new view. You can start from an existing view and simply tweak to suit your needs. To start, you click the link to an existing view down here. Or, you can create your new view from scratch. This is a better option for my example. To start, I click one of the standard views up here. 9 times out of 10, you select the standard view, the kind of view we've been using. A page with about a dozen sections appears. I only need to fill out the sections that apply to the view I want to create. So, in my example, I will edit the first 5 sections. First, I must give my view a short, unique name. This is the name that will appear on the drop-down menu. I can skip audience, as a site member can only create personal views. Now, in the columns section, I indicate what metadata should appear in the new view and where they should appear from left to right. I want to reverse the order for the assigned to and title columns. Right now, assigned to is in the fourth column. But by selecting the third column, SharePoint automatically renumbers the title column from 3 to 4. The next two sections are sort and filter. With sort, I simply select the column I want to first sort by, and choose ascending or descending order. Usually, one column is sufficient, but in some cases you may need to further define the order of items by specifying a second column. Two columns are the maximum you can sort in a view. The filter section is disabled when the Show All Items in This View radio button is selected. To enable, select the next radio button, and then specify by logic what you want to appear. In my case, I want to show only those tasks where the status column is equal to the words in progress. Thus, in this view, the only list items that will appear are those that have the phrase in progress in the status column. If I need to define more criteria, I would click a conjunction and then select another column, an operation, and a value. And if need to define even more criteria, I can click the Show More Columns link. Here are two quick tips. You can specify today's date by entering today in brackets. And you can specify that SharePoint look for criteria based on whomever is the current user by entering me in brackets. As it is, I have defined all the criteria needed to create the view I want, so I go to the bottom to click OK. Now, with one click, this list shows tasks that are in progress only, shows the assigned to column before the title column, and sorts the items by the percent complete column. To delete or edit this personal view, I open the drop-down menu to select Modify this view. You can make changes on this page and save it, or, to remove this view, click the Delete button here. In the confirmation message, click OK. Before we end this discussion about views, let's take a quick look at some of the other popular sections used to create or customize views. With Group By, you separate items into a tree structure. By selecting a column and saving the view, this list is now grouped by status. You expand and collapse groups by clicking plus and minus icons. Another popular section on the Create Views page is Totals. Here are a few computations you can add to the top of a column, such as the average percentage complete or total number of tasks. Finally, the item limit section indicates how many list or library items appear on each page in your view. By default, the number is 30. We recommend you increase this to get a bigger overall picture of the items, but avoid going over 100, because your browser will start to slow down. We have explored the most used fields on the Create View page. You use this page to create personal views on lists and libraries that only you, as the creator, can see and access.